From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The subprime mortgage crisis is still taking its toll on a lot of Americans. But today, a little bit of good news. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett has offered insurance on the order of $800 billion to the municipal bond market. NPR's economics correspondent Adam Davidson is here to help us understand what this means and why we're leading the show with it. Adam, why is this so important?
Well, this is the kind of thing, who cares, right? Bond insurance, nobody has even heard that bond insurance exists. Well, I can tell you that the people who run our economy, the people in real powerful positions, private investors like Warren Buffett or George Soros, government officials like the Treasury Secretary and the head of the Federal Reserve Bank, they have been staying up nights with worry over this completely obscure thing called bond insurance. And will they completely destroy the economy? And let me explain what I mean by that. Bonds fuel economic activity in the United States. Our municipalities, our counties, our states fund pretty much everything they do, building new roads, building a firehouse through bonds. Private companies do the same thing. If GM builds a new plant, if Apple wants to start a new product, they're very likely going to issue a bond. It's basically how large institutions, large companies borrow money to invest in new products, new activities. It is hugely important. Now, the bond insurance industry protects the people who buy those bonds and make sure that if someone defaults on the bonds, the investors will not lose all of their money, which is why investors feel very safe investing in them. In the last few weeks and months, we've learned some very bad news about the bond insurers, the people who kind of underwrite this whole process. If the bond insurers go belly up, then the whole system collapses. We actually don't know how bad it could be, but it means an awful lot of economic activity, an awful lot of really important things that need to happen will not happen. So what Warren Buffett is doing is saying, put those worries aside for now. I'm going to cover this. Now, he's saying it only in regards to municipal bonds, government bonds, not private sector bonds. But he's saying you can rest assured, I've got this covered.
So, small-time investor, feel free to invest in municipal bonds because should something bad happen, you can turn to me and I'll bail you out.
Exactly. So they will buy more bonds. The companies and municipalities that issue bonds will feel more comfortable issuing them. Money will flow to the projects that employ us, that help our communities prosper. That's what he's done today.
So what do you expect the fallout to be from this and the reaction in the financial market?
Well, the short-term fallout is the bond insurers have 30 days to come up with a better offer. They don't want to accept this deal. They want to keep a hold of their business, but they probably have no choice to either accept this deal or something like it. I think that the long-term fallout is that the safer bonds are safe, but the more risky ones, Warren Buffett said, I don't want to have anything to do with those. Those are too scary. And so there's still going to be plenty of reason to be nervous about the economy. It's just one of the big worries, not all of the big worries, is now taken care of.
Adam, a lot of focus has been on the fallout from the subprime mortgage crisis and the credit crunch and whether or not this is going to spill over into the rest of the economy. What does this do to address part of that problem?
The investors who invest in bonds are basically the people who are lending the money that fuels the U.S. economy, the global economy. The more worried they are about any one investment, the less money they're going to be giving out to lend to people. So since this reassures them about a pretty sizable chunk of the lending market, of the credit market, $800 billion is what Warren Buffett is going to insure, it will probably give investors a little more confidence, allow them to invest their money in other credit opportunities, including things like mortgage-backed securities, which would make, on the margin, mortgages more affordable and easier to get. So it's not necessarily a direct link, but it adds to the calm and comfort that can get this economy in a healthier direction.
NPR's economics correspondent Adam Davidson, thank you.
Thank you.